Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to EDM Talk, a program dedicated to the electrical discharge machining industry. I'm your host, Ken Dworznik. I'm the Midwest Regional Sales Manager for Graffel Corporation and been working in the graphite industry for nearly 12 years. Today, I'm joined by Rob Fothergill. Rob is the EDM application specialist for Integris Polka Materials. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for taking the time. Before we discuss some EDM topics, can you talk about your background and education in EDM industry?
I've been working for Integris Polka Materials in the graphite industry for about 20 years. And for the bulk of that time, I worked in manufacturing, so in a variety of roles, primarily in machining of graphite. And then about 5 years ago, got the opportunity to come over and work in our applications group. So I've been doing that. I've been working in our EDM applications department since about 2015.
Rob, as you know, we've been running a series called EDM Education in conjunction with Integris Polka Materials. And some of the different topics we've been talking about, one of which being EDM training. Talk a little bit about the training program that Polka Materials puts on and what people can expect when they attend these classes.
Sure. Well, you know, as you know, you saw in the article, it's really trying to let everyone know about the training. Not everyone knows that we do offer this training. It's unique to the industry and covers a variety of topics that are not widely understood by the end user. And, in terms of training, we cover those topics can include explanation of the EDM process. So what is happening when the spark occurs? We dive into different electrode materials and different work metals, and we explain how they interact. We talk about the five factors of EDM, or at least EDM electrode materials, which is going to be machinability, wear ratios, speed, finish, and of course, cost. We try to put all that together into some information that might help an end user optimize their process. So that's really the gist of the training. We do classroom and we do hands-on. So we try to show some of those topics or some of those ideas that we talk about.
Rob, I know at one point in time, obviously before this whole pandemic hit and all that, you guys were talking about doing an advanced class.
We started the idea of the advanced class a couple of years ago. And really the idea was taking topics. And we've been conducting that training there at our facility for the last couple of years. Really, the more challenging topics that, and it came from information from the end users. So explanation of spark energy and how I can use that to my benefit. We go into a deeper dive into orbiting techniques and undersizing that are actually surprisingly difficult topics to understand. We talk about optimization of the EDM control. And we also talk through EDM design or EDM electrode design. So lots of good information, new information in that advanced class that wouldn't otherwise have been covered.
Rob, looking at some of the topics we've had in the past 5 weeks for the EDM education series that Graffel Carbon Products and Polka Materials have put together, we talked about the training or also an article about EDM buyer's guide that Rick Slip had made, electrode effect on quality EDM finish, graphite dust, and sometimes graphite isn't enough. I had the opportunity to talk to a few different people, and I do have some questions from some outside people that people wanted to kind of bring up. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and then obviously if you just give your 2 cents on that, that would be outstanding. The sure. First one comes from a gentleman by the name of Dave from Ohio. Basically, he's asking, how do you select the right EDM grade? And what factors are involved in selecting graphite?
Selecting the grade is really going to be application specific. So you've got to understand what are your key performance indicators. So is it speed that I'm looking for? Is it wear? Is it finish? Is it cost? Is it all of the above? Many times it is. So really it's going to be driven by those things. So before you can say this is the best grade that I need to use, you've really got to understand what it is you're trying to do and what's important to you in those processes. So we throw out that it depends statement a lot, but in this case, it really does.
So as part of that, he had a second part to his question. When would you use a more quality grade material compared to what he's currently using? So obviously there's the 5 micron grades that Polka Materials offers. when would you specifically say that you'd want to maybe use a little bit higher grade than what you're currently using?
Sometimes you want to make an improvement, it could be something as simple as a parameter change. But oftentimes, if I need to get to a finish that I otherwise haven't been able to create, I might look at a more quality material. If I need to get better wear results, I would look at that. In many cases, you don't think about higher micron materials being faster, but because of the combination of multiple electrode use and time and finishing, you can actually improve speed by using those too. So like I mentioned, sometimes it can be as simple as a parameter change, but oftentimes it's both. That would be my advice. Anytime you're looking to make an improvement, that's when I would explore those options.
Outstanding. A gentleman by the name of Mike from South Carolina, his question is, if my workpiece is requiring a specific finish, is there a specific grade of material that I should be using?
It's not just as simple as this grade will give you X finish. Under the right conditions, a 10 micron material will allow you to get down to a certain finish, where a 5 micron material will give you another improvement to that. A 1 micron material can even go to a smaller finish, and so on. But just to say that an electrode grade will do that, it's a little bit of a trap, because it's also going to depend on the parameters and the ability of the equipment you're using.
One of the last questions we have comes from Jody from Indiana. When would it be a good idea to use copper or copper impregnated material? And then the second part of the question, would a copper impregnated material work differently in my sinker machine compared to normal graphite?
There's a couple of scenarios where we would recommend using a copper impregnated material. One is going to be where your workpiece material is an exotic material, that is what we would call an exotic, meaning it's not going to behave like steel. It's got thermal conductivity differences. It's got different melting points, or it's got some element within the material that causes it to behave differently than a standard EDM process in steel would be. In those cases, you're going to have to change the EDM parameters that you're using, but you're also going to want to look to a different electrode grade. And typically in those situations, one you see commonly in the mold industry is copper alloy materials that are used. That's in the time when we would recommend using a copper impregnated grade. But again, your EDM approach is also going to have to change. Another example of that would be where you have extremely fine details. If you looked at flex strength of, say, our C3 material or our EDM C3 material compared to a standard graphite, it's going to be much higher. So its ability, machine ability, and very, very small details, because it will hold up to that tool pressure, is better. So that's an example where you might want to use EDM C3 because of the ability to machine that detail and also apply it to the EDM. And then finally, in fine finishing, we all know graphite is porous. So the process of creating that copper impregnated material, you're basically filling the porosity of the graphite with copper. So it fills up some of that porosity and allows for a smoother finish. So those are the three times when you might hear us make a recommendation to use C3. Now, the other piece of that question was, will it behave differently than a standard material in a normal process? And the answer to that is basically no. You could use C3 in a positive polarity steel application. We don't typically recommend it for a couple reasons. It's really not needed. The cost of that material is higher, so it's not needed. But also, you're probably going to get a little bit more wear than you would with a standard graphite like EDM3 in those applications.
Rob, outstanding information. Really appreciate it. We'll wrap up a couple things here. Just to mention for everyone out there, we're going to have 5 more weeks of EDM educational series features, more articles. So make sure you check out Griffel's website or LinkedIn. And then, Rob, also, if people want to find out more information or maybe have some questions, is there a technical manual, or can they go on their website and get some information from you guys?
One of the things that we want everyone to know is that, you know, we're here to provide application support and training in any time. Now, this year has been a little strange with the pandemic, and we're working to get some virtual information out there. And, you know, we're always available via phone or email if needed. There's also lots of good information out on our website. That's www.poco.integris.com. Also, we have our technical manual. That's www.edmtechman.com. That's our electronic version of our traditional POCO EDM training manual. So lots of good information out there. If anybody needs any of that information, they can reach out anytime.
Rob, we really appreciate the time. If anyone has any EDM questions or topics that they'd like to bring up to this show for EDM Talk, please send us an email through sales@grifel.com or send us a message on LinkedIn. Rob, thanks for the time today. Have a great week and look forward to doing this again with you.
Yeah, you too, Ken. Always a pleasure, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to EDM Talk.